58.
Vacate a portion of Southeast Gideon Street, east of Southeast Milwaukee Avenue, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Mr. Novick.
Colleagues, the purpose of this item is to vacate a 1 foot by 618 foot strip of Southeast Gideon, east of Milwaukee, to consolidate property for future development with the Port of Milwaukee Light Rail. TriMet, the petitioner, is currently proposing creative work studios and small retail spaces that require the extra width. I should note that we've had extensive discussions in the past months with the infill developers to see if we could design a number of very skinny houses, and those negotiations seem promising at one point, but they've fallen through, and Sarah Johnson from Peabody is here to elaborate.
Hi, thank you, Commissioner Novick and Commissioners and Mayor Hales for your time today. So that pretty much explains it all. Thank you, Commissioner Novick. But if you have any additional questions, Jay Higgins from TriMet is also here with the developer that's working with them.
Well, yeah, I guess I have a question or two. Remind me what the zoning is on this site. I didn't think we'd changed any of it yet.
Hi, good afternoon, Mayor Hales and Commissioners. Jay Higgins from TriMet, TOD program. The zoning is currently EG1 on a portion of the site and then IG1 on the other part. Right. So it's split zoning along that long length.
So that's not a good zoning for skinny houses.
Unfortunately not.
That was a joke.
We were kind of jumping the gun, Mayor.
Yeah. So this is that strip between the new sidewalk and the trackway that's now gravel?
Correct. Yeah, if you're down on Southeast Gideon Street, you can really clearly see the development parcel right there.
We've been enjoying the new bikeway pretty frequently, so I've been a sidewalk supervisor in that neck of the woods.
Excellent.
So why, if we don't know exactly what the development scheme is going to be, why are we doing the street vacation now?
Oh, no. So in 2012, TriMet put out an RFQ for developers to bring their suggestions. And through that competitive process, we received four proposals. We selected a developer, Reworks, whose representative, Aaron Blake, is in the audience if you'd like to talk to him. And we entered into exclusive negotiations. We just signed a DDA in March. So we have an actual development plan. He's proposing a four-story cargo texture project. So we'll be using recycled shipping containers in a creative and unique way, which would provide for light industrial or creative office space with an active ground floor close to the station.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Questions? This is a hearing, so do we have to close the hearing and
no,
move?
We haven't heard from everybody yet, so. Come on, please.
I wanted to add to that. D. Walker, Peabody right-of-way. A lot of times vacations come up before development because the vacation process is so lengthy and cumbersome that the developers really try to get the vacation out of the way before they start their development. So you will be seeing vacations come before you that development hasn't come in yet, because they don't have time. They don't have time to do their development and the vacation, and sometimes the vacation is what they're counting on, so they need to know whether it's going to be vacated or not. So in this case, TriMet hasn't come in for any permits, have they?
No, just an early application meeting,
okay.
Kind of understand.
But I just wanted to let you all know that is very common, that the vacation is done before a development, so we can get that process done, and then they can move on with their development.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, anyone else want to speak on this item? Then I'll move to close the public hearing, and you'll return in with an ordinance, right? Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay.